Our next guest is a fishing educator, an author, proud leader in Women and Recreational Fishing Network. Sam Beckman, welcome from Two Bat Rods, is one of Moreton Bay's most passionate community champions, getting locals of all ages booked and hooked on fishing while giving back in a big way. She works with Moreton Healthy and Active, and she's got some exciting things on the go right now. Sam has just returned from Melbourne, where Two Bent Rods attended the National Beam Awards. Welcome to the show, Sam.
Thank you very much, and good day to everybody listening.
So what's been happening?
Well, we've got the Healthy and Active Moreton is coming up, and we've got another session at Ballara on the 13th of June. There's still places available, and bookings are through the Two Bent Rods website. And at all these council events, we supply the bait, tackle and all the fishing equipment needed, and the cost is only $5. And also the school holidays will be here before we know it, and once again we'll be running the fishing activities for active holidays, and bookings for these programs are through the City of Moreton, and they should have their schedule out shortly.
Okay, and I understand you're donating your services to a grounded living?
I sure am. That didn't come out right. I sure am. So Grounded Living, they're a not-for-profit, and they support men experiencing mental health challenges, trauma, homelessness and social isolation. And through counselling, mentoring, community programs and outdoor activities, they help men build connection, resilience and a stronger sense of purpose. The work recognises the important role that nature and outdoor experiences can play in improving well-being, fostering positive relationships and creating a sense of belonging. And unfortunately, a couple of years ago, we lost a family member to suicide, and my kids have lost numerous friends. And that's why I'd like to help to try to bring some awareness and help raise funds for therapy sessions. The Grounded Living and Two Bent Rods have partnered for Fishing for Healthy Masculinity, and that's on during Men's Health Week, which is the 13th to the 20th of June. And participants across Southeast Queensland are invited to take part in the long week-long fishing experience for a powerful cause. And it's open to everyone, men, women, families and kids. And the 21st of June is a prize presentation, and there's going to be Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Brazilian barbecue. Should be a great day. There's also a special interview with Antonio Lauro, and he was trained directly by the Gracie family in Brazil, and they are the founders and global icons of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So this is a chance to meet him in person and hear some very inspiring stories. But for more info, jump on the Facebook page, and you'll also see a couple of other comps that we have coming up. The Two Bent Rods Fishing Challenge, that runs the third weekend of each month, and this month's species is snapper, and this comp is for teenagers versus the adults, and the teenagers are leading 3-2, and I will give you a few tips on catching snapper shortly.
Okay, and the Aussie Junior Fishing Classic is back again these holidays coming up.
They sure are, and it's been great to see some of the local kids entering and winning. Not only are the kids in with a chance to win a prize, a couple of them have been offered roles with Two Bent Rods, and a couple of others have been offered ambassador roles through some of our sponsors, and that was an avenue that I didn't think was going to pop up for the kids. So the comp's open to 3 to 17-year-olds. It is Australia-wide. I might be a bit biased, but the comp's one of the best and is heaps of fun.
All right, and fishing for snappers on the way too.
It sure is. So when we're fishing for snapper, we normally use a 7-0 circle hook, and we use circle hooks because it hooks the fish easily in the corner of the mouth, and that helps with survival rates. Snapper will eat just about anything, so try using pilchards, squid, whiting, mullet strips. Live baits work well, so herring, yakkers, slimies and potty mullet. 12 to 50 pound leader, depending on where you're fishing. Use a lighter leader if you're using soft plastics. You can use paternoster rigs, float line with small pea sinker, or you can also use a snell rig. Fish where there are gravelly areas, some coffee rock, or anywhere there's a bit of structure. And sometimes we also float the bait out with no weight or sinker. Some great places to target snapper around the Moreton region are Woody Point, Redcliffe Jetties, Scarborough and the surrounding reefs. If you can line up a sunrise or a sunset with the last of the incoming tide, even better. If you want a bit more weight while you're fishing, you can use a click sinker. You click them over your line and they'll drop down to your hook or swivel, making it very simple to add weight. Now, there is also a closed season for snapper in Queensland, and it is a strict no-take species for all fishers, whether you're a commercial, a charter or a recreational fisher, and that's in place from the 15th of July to the 15th of August each year. And the seasonal ban is designed to protect these fish during their spawning season and to help to rebuild any depleted stocks. So you still have over a month to fish for them, so get out there. And I've seen some fantastic snapper being landed recently.
And give us a bit of a heads up on the Beam Awards, if you could.
Sure. I'm very, very proud. Last weekend, I attended the awards in Melbourne, and they're a national platform built to shine a light on businesses and organisations. And I'm really proud to say the Two Bent Rods won silver for Community Leader of the Year and also silver for Sustainable Impact. I'm over the moon to be recognised by the judges. And I believe there are 3 to 5 judges going over each application. So the scrutiny of your business gets pretty intense. Beam Awards are much more than winning a trophy. It's about making meaningful connections and lifelong friends, as well as getting that third-party validation, which I think is really important when you're running your own business. But that's it for me. Don't forget to check out the Moreton Council's active holiday programs, and hope to see you out fishing soon.
All right. It's such a great chat, and thank you so much for joining us, Sam Beckman from Two Bent Rods. We've covered a lot of ground today, from snapper tips to upcoming fishing competitions, to the incredible Fishing for Healthy Masculinity initiative during Men's Health Week, and of course, congratulations on picking up those well-deserved National Beam Awards. If you'd like to know more, jump on the Two Bent Rods Fish Facebook page. Don't forget to check out more of Sam's podcast right here at 1015fm.com.au.